Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Let's get going now.
From KMOX Sports.
We're primed and ready.
All day, baby.
Man, let's go.
This is the Graybar Sports Open Live. Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Here we go on a Friday night. Welcome in. It's the Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly. Thank you so much for being with us tonight. We'll take you all the way until 8 o'clock. We've got a busy Friday night edition of the program. We are going to be talking with our friend Jacob Sersosimo from Channel 4 and Matrix Midwest. He's going to be with us in about 10 minutes. Next hour, we're going to talk with Tom Hart from ESPN and SEC Network. He's going to be on the call this weekend for Missouri and Auburn. We're also going to hear from Blues head coach Jim Montgomery. He spoke with the media earlier today. Blues back at tomorrow when they take on Dallas. So we'll play back some of what he said during his media session. And we'll also play back for you the weekly conversation the Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes has with Carrington Harrison of our sister station, 96.5 The Fan in Kansas City. That's going to be coming up in the 7 o'clock hour as well. As always, if you want to join us, you can do so. You can call or text 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900. Call, text, tweet at me, at Matt Pauly on air. M-A-T-T-P-A-U-L-E-Y on air. Or for those of you who are watching on the video stream, you can leave a comment on the chat and we will try to address those as we go along through the program today. I want to start with what we started last hour with when we were doing Rush Hour Sports. We got some injury updates and some surgery updates from the Cardinals today, which bluntly, that's not information that we have always received. But I'm glad that they are sending that out. We understand that Brendan Donovan had sports hernia repair. That took place on October 7th. Yvonne Herrera got a right elbow scope to remove bone spurring. That happened on October 15th. And Lars Nootbaar got this one sounds like just terribly painful. Got surgery on both heels to shave down Haglund's deformities. And earlier, we got the description of Haglund's deformities from Kevin Wheeler. I will read it again for you. Haglund's deformity is a condition that causes a bony enlargement on the back of the heel near the attachment of the Achilles tendon. This enlargement can rub against the Achilles tendon, leading to inflammation, pain, and other symptoms. It says the exact cause of Haglund's deformity is unknown, but it could be related to foot structure if you have high arches or rigid feet, increased stress on the Achilles tendon, or repetitive micro traumas to the heel bone. Let me start with this. If any of our listeners out there have any personal experience with Haglund's deformity, text in. I would love for you to text in. Tell me how painful it is, how big of a deal it is, because this is not exactly something we hear about very often. So I am reaching out to the audience. Any of you out there that have any personal experience with Haglund's deformity, text in 314-436-7900. I want to know just how painful this is, like 1 to 10. Because what I want to know, where I'm going with this, is I really want to know how much this might have impacted Lars Nootbaar. Just based off like the dictionary description of it, it sounds like it could have had a pretty major impact on him, because if your feet aren't working, the rest of your body, more often than not, is not working as an athlete. So I am reaching out to the sufferers out. There has to be at least one person in our vast KMOX audience who at some point in time has a personal experience with Haglund's deformity. Again, the number to text in, 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900, and we can talk through more Haglund's deformity. But just shaving, Kyle Sixt is here. The way they refer to it, Lars Nootbaar, surgery on both heels to shave down Haglund's deformities. Doesn't that sound terrible?
It makes me uncomfortable just talking about it. It sounds awful.
Like shaving down your heels? Ah, that's horrible. Okay, so we'll see if anybody texts in. Or if you listen, if you're watching on the stream, you can leave a comment in the chat if you have personal experience with Haglund's deformity. I don't think I've ever heard of it before today. Let's see. I'm going to see if it's common. That's it is common in women age 15 to 35, particularly those who wear high heels, but it also affects runners and individuals with a high arch foot or tight Achilles tendon. So there it is. I guess we've learned more about Haglund's deformities than probably anybody really wants to know. But I appreciate the Cardinals sending out the information. That's for sure. I would say the first two that I mentioned, a sports hernia surgery, like that's nothing, but you're able to come back from that. Herrera getting the right elbow scope to remove bone spurring feels like that's something that should not impact him in the long term, and he should be able to have a somewhat normal offseason. And more, even if the offseason is impacted a little bit, you're able to get into spring training and be full go when that gets started. So at least for the first two, I would think that those guys are going to be all right. When it comes to Nootbaar, I don't even know how to start speculating on if there's going to be any sort of longer term impact to the Haglund's deformities. So, yeah. Oh, got this text message. Can't believe you're wasting airtime on this. I'm just trying to educate the people on what's going on with Lars Nootbaar's heels. But more important here. It's what the baseball impact is on all this. And I think the questions that I would have is how much Nootbaar was impacted by this. We know the impact that Ivan Herrera had with everything that was going on. That's been talked about a lot, and a lot of people say that he was especially impacted from a defensive standpoint in catching. And then from a Donovan standpoint, what we talked about last hour, why are you having him continue to play through that if that's something that he was? And maybe he just felt really comfortable with it. I know, like, at one point in my life, a doctor thought that I had a sports hernia, and they were, like, going to rush me into surgery. And then another doctor came in and was like, yeah, you don't have a sports hernia. I was like, oh, okay, good. I remember calling my wife, and I was like, I'm at the emergency room, and they're taking me to surgery because it was that serious. Now, obviously, it's a little bit different for just like a normal person and an athlete. But the fact that Donovan evidently did play through a hernia for a while, that's something that is notable, and you wonder if that's going to continue on. We will take a break, and when we return, we'll talk to Jacob Sersosimo. We'll get his thoughts a little bit on what's going on with the Cardinals, baseball playoffs, but also some hockey stuff as the Blues. They're a weird team through the first four games of the season, but most teams are. Generally, your identity not totally out through the first four. We'll talk with Jacob Sersosimo coming up in just a moment. Don't go anywhere. You're locked to a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly, taking you until 8 o'clock this evening. We're keeping tabs on what's going on in baseball. Blues back at tomorrow. Big game this weekend for Missouri as they look to bounce back after a tough loss this past weekend. To talk about all that and more, happy to welcome back onto the program our good friend. You see him on Channel 4, also on Matrix Midwest. He is Jacob Sersosimo. Hi, Jacob. How are you?
Good, Matt. How are you guys doing?
Doing all right. By the way, you can follow Jacob on Twitter at Jacob Sersosimo, which is C-E-R-S-O-S-I-M-O. That's how you spell it. There will be a test on that coming up later on. Let's start with Missouri. You guys are so connected with all the programming that you do, connected with the Tigers. And this is kind of an odd game because it's a team in Auburn that they absolutely should beat, but it's their first road game of the year, and it's going to be a desperate Auburn team because Hugh Freeze might be coaching for his job.
Yeah, I believe Hugh Freeze is coaching for his job. I actually did an interview that's going to air tomorrow morning on Mizzou Live on Matrix Midwest at 10 a.m. with the sports director, Rosie Langello, in Birmingham, Alabama. And she was talking about how much talent that Auburn has and how they can't win games and how that's a coaching problem. And if he loses this game, she believes he's going to be fired. Now, you look at what Auburn's had to play this year. They've played A&M, they've played Georgia, they've played Oklahoma. You talk about a tough SEC schedule, they've had it, and now they play another ranked team in Mizzou. So it hasn't been easy for Auburn, but they do have a ton of skill. And it seems like what she told me was they haven't been able to make the halftime adjustments needed. And so when you're looking at a team that's had coaching problems and you're coaching for your job, that's a scary team to go against because a lot of times those teams feel like they got nothing to lose anyway. They're already losing. And when you look at what Mizzou did last week with Alabama, there's some things they have to figure out. There really is a lot they have to figure out on offense. Their run game wasn't there like it's been the rest of the year. And like you added, it's their first road test of the season. And last year, they weren't necessarily a great road team. They go to Bama and get smacked, and then they go to and they were at A&M and got smacked there as well. So they weren't necessarily a great road team last year. Now this year they did have a practice at Lindenwood that they said tried to, that Drinkwitz tried to simulate a road game, but it's not really a road game till it's a road game. It's not really a road game till you have to get on a flight, sit next to somebody, get your key, go to the hotel, drive, you know, the whole thing. So I'm really interested to see if they come out flat or not tomorrow morning.
And that was like 3 months ago too, Jacob. Like I appreciated it in the moment when they were doing it, but now that so much time has passed, I would openly wonder how much impact did that really have when that happened before the season even started, and we're sitting here talking on October 17th.
Yeah, I mean, you're right, and I respect the effort to do that by Drinkwitz. I really do. I'm not sure how else you do it with the schedule they've had. I'm not really a huge fan of the six straight home games, and I really wasn't a fan of the four straight home games last year, just because you get in such a rhythm. Like, these players have been in a rhythm with a bye week now for 7 weeks where they just haven't left Columbia. Everything's been right there, and they're a rhythm just doing everything consistent and doing it in Columbia, and now they shake up everything that they've known for the first 2 months of the season, and they have to fly to Auburn, Alabama. So I'm not a huge fan of the six road games or six home games to start the season, and I think it opens them up to struggles being on the road this late in the season. And I mean, to be fair, they really only have four road games this year, so it's an interesting tactic, I will say. And I don't know if it paid off last year. I don't think it did, and it's to be determined if it will again this year.
They essentially could probably lose one more time and still have a legitimate shot to get into the college football playoff. I guess there's a scenario that with three losses, depending on what else happens, maybe they could get in. But when they're in a period right now where there's four games, Alabama, Auburn, Vanderbilt, and Texas A&M, and three of those four teams are ranked and one isn't, it certainly makes it feel like this game could be a trap game, but at the same time, this game holds so much importance because you might kiss any opportunity for a college football playoff berth just out the door if you don't come up with a win.
You just have to hold serve. I mean, you look at what they've done, you have to hold serve, and they didn't. I mean, they did it technically what they're supposed to do when it comes to rankings against Alabama, but you have to hold serve against teams you're supposed to beat. What do good teams do, Matt? You've followed sports for a long time. They beat teams they're supposed to beat, and they beat them as if they're playing a better team, right? Like, you can't go to Auburn and play really, like, not play well at all and play down to Auburn's level and then either lose or lose close. And I think we saw this with last year. You look at the two losses they had, and you could look at those two losses. I mean, they lost to South Carolina as well. But if you just looked at the Bama and A&M loss, and you told someone before the season that they're going to have two losses to those two teams, would they still have a shot at the playoff? Or even three losses, because South Carolina was good last year. But then you look at the way that they lost to Bama and the way that they lost to A&M. And this year, a different story. They play Bama really close, and they're a top 10 team. And so I think it really matters on how they play against these teams. With 12 teams getting into the playoff, I think scores really do matter. And yes, you might be able to squeak in with three losses, but even a two-loss team, I mean, we've seen this in the first year of the playoff, with a two-loss team, if those two losses are terrible, really bad, they lose by a bunch to good teams, are they really going to let them squeak in to compared to a team that has three losses and really close losses to ranked teams? So I think it really matters just how they play on the road and holding serve, and you have to hold serve starting with Auburn.
We're talking with Jacob Sersosimo, Channel 4, Matrix Midwest. We're probably going to talk for another 3-4 minutes. How many more tennis references do you think you can get in before we're done?
Yeah, I didn't even realize that I said holding serve, so I apologize there. I was thinking right before this call, I was like, there's really not much going on in the tennis world, so I don't think he's going to ask me anything tennis, but of course, it's just part of my vocabulary at this point.
We're going to count. I'm putting you on notice. Let's see how many more tennis references you can get in before all is said and done. Do you any like wide-ranging thoughts on the Blues, who have played just four games, so nothing really matters at this point, but they've looked pretty good on the road, they've looked terrible at home? I don't know. Like, I feel dumb even asking because it's four games and we can't really evaluate much at this point in time.
I mean, you're right. I always feel like I'm a really bad person to ask early season thoughts on teams because early seasons, I'm always like, it's early. Like, so much can change. And we've seen that in so many other sports. Now, to be fair, I've been wrong in that aspect where teams have played really good or really bad early in the season, and then it turns out to be their true identity. But I do think it's just four games. They haven't played well at home. You know they can play well at home. I'm just really curious on how Jim Montgomery responds to this whole thing, because last year he comes in and there wasn't a whole lot of expectations on him last year coming into the season because he took over a team that wasn't playing great last year. And then you go on this huge run to the playoffs and he's the king of St. Louis. And he's the best thing that's happened since 2019. And they're playing really well. They go on the 12-game win streak. They don't lose at home for the last 15 games they play on Enterprise Ice to end the season, including the playoffs. And then now they come in this year and their expectations are sky high. And they have to live up to these expectations. And now people are starting to wonder, can they even play hockey? So I think they're going to be fine. I think it's a couple really bad losses, but they're just that. And I won't say hockey is baseball where they play every day, but they do play more than they do in football. And so your time to overreact is about 24 hours and then it's over. So I think they'll be fine. I think it's some early season trying to get to know this group and what they're doing. But I think in the long term, they'll be just fine. I'm not freaking out over a double fault, you know?
So Logan Mayu, he was scratched, and we'll see. By the way, you're going to get a bell every time you get a tennis reference in. So much like promise for this guy, but at the same time, he's struggling here in the early going. Jim Montgomery talked a lot about it today, about kind of the emotional side of things, that when you got a young guy like that who maybe you have to take out of the lineup, you want to make sure that you can do everything to help him ease back in and be able to be an impactful player. They have such high hopes for him, but it has a little bit of a struggle for him here in the early going.
Yeah, I'm also not freaking out about Logan Mayu, and the reason I'm not is he's kind of set up for failure to start this season. One, he's traded for Zach Bolduc, and Zach Bolduc had a full season under his belt last year, correct? And
yes.
So when Zach Bolduc goes to the Canadiens, he has a full NHL season under his belt. Mayu does not have a full NHL season under his belt. Number two, Zach Bolduc and how he plays can be directly correlated to his numbers. He's on offense, he gets points, he's supposed to score, he's supposed to do all that. When you're a third-line defenseman, you're not necessarily going to be putting up points and scoring. So it's not really apples to apples to compare Zach Bolduc and what he's doing as a great forward in Montreal and what Logan Mayu is doing in St. Louis. And so there's going to be people that are going to be, oh my gosh, the Blues lost this trade immediately. Like, they lost this trade bad. Army didn't know what he was doing with this trade. Well, Army didn't make this trade for October of 2025. Army made this trade for the years that Alexander Steen takes over this program over the next 2 to 3 years. And so judging him off his first four games in St. Louis, when this is really his first taste of consistent NHL. And the thing I can compare this to is what we saw with the Cardinals. And you're bringing up guys where, I mean, Jordan Walker in his first year, where you bring him up for a sample size and send him down, and then bring him up for a sample size and send him down. Well, Logan Mayu isn't going to get sent down. He's going to stay. They're going to let him learn and let him do what he is right now. And right now, yes, he's struggling a little bit, but it's his first taste of the NHL. And it's really unfair. And I'm not trying to, like, overly protect Mayu. I'm not trying to do that, but I'm just saying, like, you can't really compare Bolduc to Mayu in this trade right now. And they play two very different positions.
Last thing for you, you mentioned the Cardinals. We got a message today about Brendan Donovan and Lars Nootbaar and Ivan Herrera all getting various off-season surgeries. We didn't really know the thing about Nootbaar and the heels being shaved off with the Haglund's deformities is what they call it. Did anything jump out at you about that, where maybe something was impacting the year? I just kind of a open-ended question here, because obviously that's something that when it comes to the Cardinals and injuries, we don't get that information a lot, but it was good to see that. And I don't know, I guess it's good to know that these guys are dealing with that moving forward.
Yeah, when we got that message, I was a bit surprised. I didn't see it coming. Am I really surprised? I'm a little surprised they had surgery. I had no idea anything was going on with these guys. I don't know if it directly correlates to how they played, because if they're struggling with something that's somewhat affecting what they're doing, I feel like we're going to hear about it or ask about it or somebody's going to say something about it. And I could be wrong in that aspect, but I think when guys are struggling with something, I mean, there's 25 media members sitting in the press box watching, you know, how they walk, how they do things. They're there pregame, chatting with them. Something's going to get found out. And, I mean, perfect example is Mason Wynn struggling with the knee injury. You know, he looks really good when he's making plays, but he has this knee injury and it comes to light. So I think if these were really, really bad, we would have known of them and we didn't hear of them during the season. And I could be wrong. It could have been the other way around where it was really bad, but no one ever said anything about it. But I don't think any of them really jump out to me as being concerning for what the future could hold. Because, I mean, Donnie had a good year. Herrera was good in the batter's box. Lars Nubar was up and down. So it's not like someone had just a terrible year, and now you're like, oh, he had his heel shaved off. So I don't think they're overly concerning.
He is Jacob Sersosimo. For folks listening, give a little plug for all the Mizzou programming you do on the weekend. I know you alluded to it earlier, but I know you guys put a ton of work into it, and it's something that I think fans should know is going on over at Matrix Midwest.
Yeah, lots of work into it. Tamar Scher and our photographer Adam Randall right now are in Alabama as they get ready for Auburn-Mizzou tomorrow morning. We have a live pregame show that goes every Saturday morning on Matrix Midwest, over the air, Channel 32, Spectrum Channel 6, on the Matrix Midwest app and on matrixmidwest.com. That is 10 a.m. every Saturday. Justin Gage joins one of us. We got someone on the field. We do exclusive interviews with a player every week, a player spotlight, and we also do a sit-down interview with Coach Drinkwitz every week. That we do in Columbia and bring it to you on Saturday mornings. And then Mizzou Final Whistle airs on Matrix Midwest as well, 9:30 on Sunday morning. So we cover all things Mizzou. Justin Gage gives us fantastic insight. 8 years in the NFL. He's a Mizzou Hall of Famer, and he knows what he's looking at and what he's talking about. So it's really good to have a great asset like Justin on those shows. But, yeah, they're great. 10 a.m. Saturday, 9:30 a.m. Sunday.
Really appreciate the time. I didn't miss another tennis reference, did I?
No, I didn't. Okay. I even kind of forced the double fall one in.
That's
there.
Right.
I feel bad about it.
That's
so
okay.
I'll be a little better prepared.
I got to ring the bell once. That's all I was going for. I wanted to do a Dave Glover impersonation. So there you go. Jacob, always appreciate it. We'll see you real soon.
Thanks for the time, Matt.
You bet. That's Jacob Sersosimo joining us on the program. If you don't know, if you're just maybe finding this show and finding Jacob, he's a big tennis guy. He's got a tennis podcast that he does, and he's great to be able to talk tennis. But we just, like he alluded to, we don't have a whole lot of tennis stuff to talk about right now, so we didn't get to that. But I appreciated the tennis references that he was able to make. We'll take a break. We've got more coming up in just a moment. This is a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX. Back at on a Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX, continuing to monitor what's going on in the baseball playoffs. Blue Jays and Mariners are matched up right now in Seattle. A series that is even 2-2. Game 5 of the series that are even 2-2, always a big swing game. Not a swing game, but so often the winner of that game goes on to win the series. But it's a 1-1 game as they are heading to the bottom of the fifth inning. The series that we've talked a lot about on this show and on this station is what's going on in the National League with the Brewers and Dodgers. Dodgers could close it out tonight with a win at home. They lead the series 3-0. I talked about this a little bit today on Gas House Gang with Chris Ranji, and I always try to just not repeat the exact same things I said earlier, but the narrative kind of started earlier in the week when Jeff Passan, who I love, I think Jeff Passan's great. He's one of my favorite national baseball guys, ESPN's Jeff Passan. He wrote a column, and basically he said labor peace or the possibility for an extended lockout and missed time and missed games could somewhat be dependent upon what happens in this Brewers-Dodgers series. Because this is, from a visual standpoint, this is David versus Goliath, right? This is the biggest media market, or second biggest media market, versus the smallest media market in Major League Baseball. It's a team in the Dodgers that do anything they can to win games. They spend money, they bring in staff, they work very hard at the minor leagues, they develop players, they make, they do everything. That's why I think we should talk about the Dodgers a little bit different than we historically have talked about the Mets, because the Mets are a team that just tries to throw a lot of money at the Major League roster. Yes, the Dodgers do that, but they do all the other stuff too. And at the very least, I appreciate that about the Dodgers, that they do care about their farm system. They do care about drafting and development. Now, it makes them that much tougher. It makes them that much better that not only are they spending money at the major league level, but they're spending at the minor league level as well. But I push back a little bit that this series is going to have this huge impact on whether or not there's going to be a work stoppage. I understand that we can sit here and say, this is these are the two different pathways you can take in Major League Baseball. You can go the Brewers way, where you're really, really smart, you don't spend a whole lot of money, or you can do it the Dodgers way, where you throw money at absolutely every aspect of the organization. But I don't think that you're going to walk into CBA negotiations and say, oh, the Dodgers swept the Brewers in the 2025 NLCS, or the Dodgers beat the Brewers 4-1 in the 2025 NLCS, so all these changes all of a sudden have to be made. Owners already feel a certain way about a good number of things, and players feel a certain way. It was incredible. The last collective bargaining agreement, the ink wasn't even dry, and we were already hearing things from both sides about what it was going to look like the next time. And from a national perspective, the agreement was almost being referred to as a win for the players. So it felt like the owners were getting ready to mount up and not have back-to-back CBAs that are win for the players, even though almost every CBA leading up to that had been considered a win for the owners. I don't like the idea that there has to be a winner and a loser on this. When you're going through negotiations, when you're trying to work through something, it should be a little bit painful for both sides. And if the players go in and say, we have to win, or if the owners go in and say, we have to win, well, that's going to be the first domino in what would result in potentially an extended work stoppage. The attitude from both sides has to be, we're going to go in and we're going to fight for some things, and we're going to win some of those fights, and we're going to lose some of those fights, and we're going to feel some pain. And at the end of the day, we're going to get a few things, they're going to get a few things, and baseball will continue to be played. I don't think they have that attitude. I don't think either side has that attitude. Because everything we hear right now is both sides trying to get ready for a fight. And it's, instead of getting ready for a fight, get ready for a really tough negotiation. Those are two different things. A negotiation is something where it can get, there can be animosity, there can be conflict, there can be all of that, but it's not a fight. It's everybody's on the same page in terms of trying to keep baseball being played while at the same time getting the best possible deal for your side. I think the Brewers even being in the NLCS, and baseball is so random. Baseball is so incredibly random. I mean, you are in this series, you're a guy jumping out of the way from a pitch instead of just taking it from that game, maybe going in a different direction. Brewers could have easily won that game. Brewers' offense has just completely gone into the tank. And a lot of that is a credit to the Dodgers and the Dodgers pitching, not trying to run away from that at all. But this is not the series. These are not the games that are going to determine whether or not there's going to be an extended work stoppage. I do think when other owners are looking around and looking at the Dodgers and looking at all the advantages that they do have, how do you even out that playing field a little bit? I strongly believe that there's not going to be a salary cap. I don't think the players will ever, no matter how high it is, I don't think the players will ever agree to a salary cap. But there are some things you can put in place. You can create another threshold or lower the threshold for the luxury tax. You can make the luxury tax penalties even higher, so more money gets distributed to other teams, where you're giving other teams more of an opportunity to spend more money if they will actually go do that. You can add a salary floor to make sure that all teams are spending at least a certain amount of money to increase competitiveness. Like, there are things you can do without a cap. And if we're being very honest about things, the luxury tax, in many ways, for most teams, it's a cap. It's not a cap that applies to all of baseball, and that's part of the problem here. When you have a cap that only applies to teams that won't go into the luxury tax, well, then that gives an advantage to the teams that are fine with it, but that's why you potentially add another threshold to it where maybe some other teams get into it. And again, the money comes back around on the other side for some other teams. The international draft thing, they got to get that figured out. That's the biggest advantage that these teams, these big market teams, these teams on the coast have, where you're allowing international players to come in and choose where they want to go. And that you, if you start with an international draft, well, then some of these big name players that have ended up with the Dodgers from an international standpoint, they are going to end up on other teams. And to me, that would be the first step. So there are some things you can do without adding a cap. I am not of the belief that baseball needs a salary cap. If it was ever put in place, I wouldn't be against it. It's not that I'm against it, but I like talking in reality. And the Players Association, I don't think in my lifetime, they will just stop playing baseball before they will agree to a salary cap. That's how I see that playing out. So I think that's the non-starter. And I'm sure there's some things for owners that are non-starters. So when you go into the negotiation, know that this ain't happening and this isn't happening, but these things in the middle, they might happen. So deal with that, even if it's going to hurt a little bit. But I'm a little bit uncomfortable with this Brewers-Dodgers series being lifted up as this is the series for the future of baseball. No, it's not. One more break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up hour number one of the program. It's Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on KMOX.
All right, right, starting to wrap up hour number one of the program. Hour number two, we've got a lot going on. We are going to talk with Tom Hart just after the 7 o'clock news. He's going to be on the call for the television broadcast of Mizzou and Auburn coming up tomorrow. So we'll talk with him. Also, we'll talk some Blues hockey, listening in to some of what Jim Montgomery had to say when he met with the media earlier today. And our Friday tradition, we will hear from Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes, the weekly conversation that he has with Carrington Harrison on our sister station in Kansas City, 96.5 The Fan. We'll hear from Patrick Mahomes. Give me just a moment here to be, I guess, a little bit self-indulgent, if possible. I got to do, I was not on last night, thanks to Nate Gatter for filling in for me. I got to be part of something that was really, really, really cool. And for those of you who don't know, I'm a proud graduate of Ladue High School, and Ladue has a very, very strong history of athletics, and they had never had an athletic Hall of Fame, and they got in, they made the decision that they were going to do an athletic Hall of Fame, and last night was the first induction and gala that went along with it, and they asked me to come in and be the MC of it. It was really cool. It was really cool, and some of the names that got put into the Hall of Fame last night were awesome. And I'm not trying to take it. I think 24, 25 people and teams were put in. So can't mention everybody, but just you think about the athletics at high schools coming out of St. Louis. And I'm sure there's a lot of schools that can claim this kind of athletic prowess, but Becky Sauerbrunn got put in last night from a soccer standpoint, which was awesome. From a football standpoint, Andy Russell, who played for years for the Pittsburgh Steelers, was part of the great teams in the 1970s. He went in. J.U. Chason, who played at Michigan and then played in the NFL. Jack Fox, who is currently in the NFL, he got inducted. Lou Brock Jr., the son of Lou Brock, he went in. Lots of track athletes going in. From Jim Halliburton, swimming and diving, just what he did internationally, incredible. Marty Hogan, who you may not know that name, but he's somebody that from a racquetball standpoint, from again, internationally known for what he did with racquetball. So it was a really cool night. I was blown away that I got to be a part of it. I joked last night that somebody with the unremarkable athletic career that I had in high school got to be on stage during an event like that last night, but it was really cool. So I really appreciate the Ladue School District and all the folks over there for inviting me on. They gave a little, they gave recognition to me at the end, which was completely unexpected and very, very cool. So I wanted to mention that. So I wanted to say thank you to all the folks at Ladue for having me yesterday. It was a really special night, a really cool night, and just a great example of the amazing athletes that have come out of the St. Louis area and specifically the high school that I went to that I'm very, very proud of. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll jump back into Missouri football. We'll do that after the 7 o'clock news right here on KMOX.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.